Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg SPCA, and this morning, good old Von Young is here. We have other people to introduce you to, too, but I haven't seen you in a while, Von. Good morning.
You just called me old. You said good old Von Young.
Well, good old as in we're good old friends. You're not not as in good old Von.
Yeah. Well, I did just have my birthday, so
happy birthday.
Old now, so
happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be back. It's always so much fun.
It is good. It is good to talk about. There are so many things to talk about. And I'll let you introduce who you brought in this morning.
Yes, I brought in Andrea Chum, and she is our brand new shelter director. Andrea has been with us for quite some time. She has been just a complete asset, building up our humane education programs, building up our community events out, you know, doing development stuff. She has been just building volunteers. She has been amazing. And with her background, we are so, 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 so happy to have her now. I always joke that she is now the leader of all the things the light touches at the SPCA. And so you will see her when you come in, because she is always on the floor smiling and directing all of our ACTs. And it is just, honestly, we are so lucky. So I'm so proud of her.
You're going to give me such a big head.
Andrea, you've been here, and you've given me with different hats on than your hat today. So
yes,
we welcome you back. It's been a little while since you've been in.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back. I hope I'm a little more less. I guess I hope I'm less nervous this time.
Oh, you shouldn't be. We're just having a fun conversation. Before we get into some of the things that you are here for, though, we haven't had really, really hot weather, but it's coming. And it's always good to kind of review some things and remember that when it starts getting hot and humid, remember your pets.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, a lot of people enjoy taking their pets on walks or outdoor adventures, and it's a really great thing for them. But there can be times that would cause heat exhaustion, heat stroke. You could burn their paw pads. So something I really like to teach everybody that comes into our facility is, one of the first things you should do before taking your pet outside on a really hot day is use the back of your palm, hold it to the cement. If you can't hold your palm there for more than 5 seconds, it's too hot for your pet's feet. So you can either get them booties, keep them in a grassy area. You really want to be careful because it's very sensitive. And if those burn, it's going to be really hard for them to walk on other days. In addition to that, you don't want to keep your pet outside for more than 10 to 15 minutes at a time when the index goes, I believe it's about 92 and up, because they can then start having symptoms of heat exhaustion, heat stroke, which includes excessive panting, they're laying down not wanting to get up, their noses are getting dry. There's a lot of other symptoms, can't name them off the top of my head, but you really want to make sure you're giving adequate water. That you have, if they're outside, they need to have proper housing shelter. So somewhere they can go where it's shaded and cool, cooling mats, things like that.
A lot of things that I really like putting your hand on the cement, though, and the road, because we often don't think about that. And that's got to be so painful for animals.
Yeah, I've seen dogs that get the burns on their paw pads.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad because then they have to be wrapped up in bandages and it's a little harder for them to enjoy their daily activities. So we want to make sure we're keeping them as safe as possible.
And if dogs are outside, especially, because I've seen situations. In fact, I've had neighbor dogs where we've gone over and given them water because they've knocked their bowl over, or their bowl just doesn't have any water, and it's a hot day. Make sure that if they're outside that they do have water.
Yeah, having those clean bowls of water is really important. If you can have a kiddie pool in your area, I highly suggest throwing a kiddie pool outside, just with some normal water. That way, if they do knock over their water bowl, they have access to some kind of water source, or they can go cool themselves off by playing in it, just as your kids would. So
and just keep in mind that your animals, even on hot days, they're wearing a fur coat.
They really are. It's not as their body temperatures work so differently because they can't sweat. So, you know, they sweat through those paw pads. They do the panting. they can't take off their fur the way that we can take off clothes. So
right. So just keep that in mind. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take a lot. And on the really hot days, leave them in the house if you can.
100%. Give them that cool air conditioning, yeah. A fan, cool tile area.
So as shelter director, what do you like best about being shelter director?
I really like being able to bridge the gap between the community and our staff and animals. I am a big advocate for mental health, and I think that finding a way to bridge that gap with the community and our staff is essential to the mental health of both parties, and getting them to have the connections and understanding each other, and then hopefully getting animals into the homes that they deserve to be in.
That's got to be exciting when that does happen and you see a good match.
Yes, we actually just finalized one of our long stay dogs yesterday. His name was Klondike, and my foster coordinator actually helped get him into this home. And they sent us photos of his adoption and him with their family. And we all had this big cheer when he got finalized yesterday and teared up a little bit. Yeah. So
there were a lot of tears.
There were so many.
Yeah. And Klondike was one of those dogs. He was a great dog, but he was a big boy, big leggy boy. And so, you know, there was concern, well, he's young, he's energetic, you know, maybe not a kid, not a home with kids, but, you know, because he might just knock them down on accident.
Yeah.
And he is now home with two young kids who he loves them. He lays on them. They lay on him. They follow him to the jungle gym. Like, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So that goes to show you that just, you know, families can be made. That's why we're quite a low barrier facility for adoption.
Yeah. Boy, but the fact that you guys tear up and cheer and all of that, I mean, every animal there is more than just an animal.
Every animal that comes into our facility is family to us, and we want the best for them. So any outcome, going home, going to a foster, it always brings us such joy or such large emotions, and it's just really good to be able to have the team celebrate that.
Andrea Chum is here this morning, along with Von Young from the Fredericksburg SPCA. We're going to also meet the vets in the second half of this show. A lot of good stuff this morning with the Fredericksburg SPCA. FredSPCA.org for more information, or check them out on Facebook. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the Fredericksburg SPCA this morning and a lot of stuff going on. Andrea Chum is here, the shelter director, along with Von Young, the communications director. There are a lot of things, Andrea, going on, and one of the things I guess we'll start off with is Compassionate Care Camp. We've talked about this before. This is a great program. This is a great summer program.
Yeah, it's a really fun time, and we've been able to build it up so much. And last year, we completely sold out, and so I'm hoping we sell out again this year. We had a lot of kids come back, and their parents were telling us how they learn something new from their kid, and it's just really, really exciting.
Yeah, and 4 weeks are already sold out, so please do not wait, because you will be disappointed.
So, but to talk about some of the basics of it, it's for kids. Boy, I would think that, and I guess the goal is when kids come out of that, they really have an understanding.
They
of
do
animals.
Absolutely. That's our goal. We want kids obviously to have fun and a good time during our camps, but our priority is always teaching them about animal welfare, pet ownership, you know, body languages, that sort of thing. And every week does include animal time within our shelter, so they get to see cats, they get to see dogs, they get to do enrichment crafts, so things that we can pass out to our animals to keep them entertained. They get to do a craft for themselves to take home. They get the educational lesson. And we have some regular themes, but we have a couple new themes this year. So we've got Cat Week and Dog Week, which is always a big hit because those are the focuses.
And those are sold out.
They are sold out. But we also have Kindness Counts, which is still about cats and dogs. But we also talk about other ways to be kind to all animals.
Yeah.
And we actually have a canine police unit coming this year for that week to do a lesson on canine police dogs.
How interesting is that?
Yeah. And then we've got our shelter jobs week, which is a lot of fun, talking about different jobs within the shelter. And then we have a two-day camp for each age group where it's called Beyond the Backyard. And we're actually going to have some other critters coming that are not cat and dog to the shelter. And then we're also going to be taking a field trip to Mills Park, to Old Mill Park, so we can do a log of animals out in nature and observing them and their behaviors.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
We need you to do like a very dramatic commercial where it's like, where education and experience come together. Compassionate care camp.
It is. That's just what it's like.
It really is.
But and I've seen it in action a few years ago, and it is. It's so fun, but it really teaches.
Yes.
At the end of the camp, at the end of the time that the kids are involved, I guess they just really have a much better understanding of animals.
They do, and it is really wonderful when they can tell us about what they've learned, when they can share that with their friends, their family, their teachers, and knowing that we're making a difference for tomorrow's youth who will hopefully be great animal advocates in the future.
June is what, the younger kids, and then July a little bit older?
Yeah, June is going to be for ages 6 to 9, and then July is ages 10 to 12, and it's a really fun opportunity for all of them.
Go to fredspca.org and see about signing up, and as you guys have both said, this is selling out, so
yeah, and we do have discounts available for military, first responders, multi-kid registrants, repeat registrants. So there are plenty of discounts available. So get on that.
The great thing about Compassionate Care Camp, everybody who works at the SPCA, I mean, you all get so excited.
Definitely.
And
we're also involved in one way or another, whether it's, you know, the kids meeting our clinic team or the kids learning about animal care, like Andrea said, adoption processing. Yeah, it's really cool.
So again, use this as an example that if you aren't able to get your kids signed up for it, remember it for next year.
Yeah.
When it opens, don't wait.
Absolutely. Or you can just wait till the fall when we have our Saturday programs, Animal Allies for Kids.
Tell me about this.
So it's a, we hold Saturday programmings. It's two sessions a month for each age group. And they get to come in for 4 hours. They get to do an educational lesson. They get to do those crafts, enrichments, and that animal time. So it's camp on a much smaller scale, and it's a really, really fun time for the kids. It's a good way to spend your Saturday.
Andrea, you're having a lot of fun with this.
I am. I love the camps. I love the kids, and I'm really proud to see how much it's grown and really proud of my current humane educators who are killing it. So.
Well, and just to be able to know that you're educating the community. And I'm sure kids sometimes go home and probably teach their parents some things.
They do. We've actually gotten emails back from parents saying that they didn't know this and they're really glad they got to learn it from their kid. It's been really, really great.
You should bookmark fredspca.org because, and especially with just events and things going on. And then Facebook is great too because you see stories of some of these animals and
absolutely.
Just follow what the Fredericksburg SPCA is doing.
Yep. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Visit our website. We're Fred SPCA across everything.
There are some other events we need to talk about that I know you're really excited about.
Oh, my goodness. So we do have, obviously, our annual gala is coming up, which I really do want to touch on. I am so excited for this theme. It is our annual fur ball, but it is a fairy tale gala. So it is going to be an enchanting evening. Elegance, wonder, generosity. It's if you're a fan of Bridgerton, if you want to dress up, if you want to, you know, really show up, we have so many fun things planned. We have I can't even tell you with like just the decor conversations, mm-hmm. just the little things to make the night magical. It's happening at the Fredericksburg Convention Center, mm-hmm. August 22nd. There's sponsorship opportunities available that come with tickets. But your evening includes the dinner, the dance, the silent live auctions, the signature cocktails, entertainment. Like it is going to be a lot of fun. And we do, you know, encourage your finest formal or fairy tale inspired outfits. Obviously, that's optional. You can come in whatever you want, but it is going to be a very, very fun night. It is our largest fundraising event of the year, so you'll help us support our life-saving efforts, you know, from now and beyond.
And as you mentioned, Vaughn, it's August 22nd at the Convention Center. And again, this is another one of those events that sells out. So
yes,
I know we're ways from August, but do not wait.
And I think this one's going to sell out pretty early because the theme is a lot of fun. Yeah. So we're already looking at our dresses. We're already, it's going to be so much fun.
I remember last year, you guys, it was way early and you were already like planning for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets bigger and better every year. So we're very excited for this one, but definitely sponsorship opportunities or tickets, get them now because they are going quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So if you do want to become part of help the SBC out and become have a sponsorship role in that, this is the time to do it.
Yes. Absolutely. And all of our events, all of our signature events are online. We also have a really fun adoption event coming up. It is our round two, because it was so much fun last year. It is called Go Big and Go Home. So for all of our supersized sweethearts, we've got big dogs, chunky cats. We are running another adoption special to help them find new homes. We're dropping the adoption fees to $1 per pound of animal. So if there is a 42-pound dog,
yeah,
they're $42. If is a 10-pound cat, their adoption fee is
$10.
So this is for all of our big fluffers. So it is for any cats over 9 pounds and any dogs over 30 pounds. So that is going to happen May 12th to the 18th. And you can stop by, you can look at them. But from now until the 18th, you can also take your animals home for a 7-day adoption trial as long as they are over 7 months.
Okay.
So, and then you can finalize during the week of Go Big and Go Home.
Yep. And then they get the fee.
And then you get your dollar per pound fee.
Big dogs and chunky cats.
Yeah. You know.
We do have some chunky cats.
We got some chunky cats. We got some big dogs. I think most, most everybody qualifies, I think.
Right.
As an adult animal.
Yeah. Well, again, this is in these kinds of things, these special events and these special things to get people into the shelter and give them deals to get it. I mean, these are popular. This is go check out the shelter.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do coloring pages again on the weekend. We're going to have popcorn and slushies. And so it's going to be really fun. So come on by.
So as far as the number of dogs and cats in the shelter, is there a lot right now?
Right now we have a little less than we normally do.
Okay.
And that is because of something we will be talking about a bit later. We have we had a veterinary transition in February.
Okay.
And so we had to limit our intakes that to animals that are fully vetted, because without a veterinarian in charge, we couldn't do spay neuters.
Absolutely.
We couldn't do any medications. So
yeah.
We have a little bit less than normal, but we will welcome Dr. Abley in the next segment, and we will talk a little bit about that.
So get involved with, again, fredspca.org for that. The other thing we should talk about is just donations. If people want to donate, either volunteer or donate food or donate things, there's always an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, there is so many ways to be involved with our organization. Volunteering is great. Anyone can volunteer. We get a lot of people who reach out about volunteering with their kids. If your child is over the age of 6, you're welcome to come volunteer together. If you're 16 and over, you can volunteer without a parent on site. 18 and over, you can walk dogs. Sitting with cats is considered volunteer work. It's really great enrichment for them. And then as far as donations go, we accept all kinds of donations. We take food. We'll take, you know, cat food, dog food. We'll even take people food sometimes. Our staff loves people food. We'll take linens if you have them. The only linens we can't take are fitted sheets or comforters. But we get a lot of cat beds. We'll get used toys. This kind of stuff really does help our shelter thrive and helps our animals be more comfortable and feel like they're in a home environment. And if you want to foster, too, we are always looking for fosters. Those are people who maybe can't have an animal permanently, but would love to take them for a short time. It's really great, unique opportunity.
Do you still have a need for volunteers? I know in the past we've talked about just having people to come just to, you know, run things through the washer.
Yes, I need all the volunteers. We have so many great volunteers now, and we love them so much.
Right.
But we can never have enough volunteers. And there is the opportunities, yes, doing laundry, doing dishes, helping mop. Sometimes that means helping clean the kennels. But you do get to have the opportunity, too, to take a dog outside or to hang out with the cats. You could even do administrative paperwork if you really want to. I have so many things that I can have you do.
You can help us run our vaccine clinics. You can check people in at the pet pantry. We even have opportunities for our events. So things like furball, for golf that's coming up next week. We are always looking for event volunteers. So even if you're the type of person that is like, I can't step foot in a shelter, I'll be too sad. We have opportunities outside of the shelter.
Okay.
So
it's
just go register on our website, and our wonderful volunteer specialist, Lydia, will get you situated.
Just like that. So there are things you can do, but especially just donations of anything, like you said, will help. Volunteer. Get involved with the Fredericksburg SPCA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you.
So again, Compassionate Care Camp, if it is selling out. So you can still get involved, but make sure you check that out. And if you have any interest, or you know your kids are going to have any interest in that at all, get on that today.
Don't sleep on it.
Do not do that. And again, the furball's coming up, and you can get tickets for furball, or if you've got a business or you want to become a sponsor.
Yes.
Do it.
And I love seeing the businesses that do sponsor, and then they bring all their staff, and they get all, you know, beautiful dresses and tuxes and stuff like that. So it's a really good staff opportunity, too. If you want to treat your staff.
It's going to be a lot of fun this year. It's going to be really pretty.
Yeah, and Mother's Day is coming up, so I know our listeners didn't forget that. So
No.
I know that, you know, they wouldn't need to buy tickets and get her a manicure and hair done for the furball. That'd be a really great Mother's Day gift.
Great Mother's Day gift. Again, the furball is August 22nd, but you can take care of that and just put a little something together and say, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the animal lovers out there, right? That's the best. Oh, you're giving her a time out, the beautiful day out, and getting all fancied up, and you're also helping animals. So.
Yeah. Von Young is here. Andrea Chum is here from the Fredericksburg SPCA. We're going to kind of shift gears and talk about the veterinary side of things, and we'll have some more people joining us when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, fredspca.org. Again, the website, fredspca.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg SPCA is in this morning. Andrea and Vaughn from the SPCA. And we're switching gears a little bit, Vaughn, because we have now the kind of the veterinary side of things. And I know this has been really exciting for you and for Orvet. From Orvet, Dr. Abley.
Yes, that's me.
It is good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So you've just started with the Fredericksburg SPCA, as I understand it.
Yes, I've had a couple of visits so far. We've been having a great time. They are so lovely to work with, and it's been really great to kind of meet the animals that are already in their care and talk about how we can offer more services.
How did you get involved in all of this and just a love of animals and all?
Yes. So I have been in love with animals since I was a kid. I grew up in Orlando, Florida, and I thought that I was going to work at SeaWorld as an animal caretaker. And then I decided, you know what, that wasn't enough. I needed to go to vet school. And then in vet school, I decided I wanted to do equine. And then I got out of vet school and decided that wasn't enough either. So then I did mixed animal for a couple years through the pandemic at a regular brick and mortar clinic. And then I transitioned to mobile. And then this year, we opened our own mobile practice in the area and got reached out to by the SPCA to see how we could kind of partner together to offer more services for the community.
So talk about our vet and what you're doing, the mobile service that you offer around here.
Yeah, so we are still kind of doing some mixed animal. We're doing primarily small, so dogs and cats, but then we also will see goats, sheep, alpaca, mini pigs and chickens, and I will also see horses as well. But we're just trying to offer in-home veterinary care for people and pets who may have difficulties traveling to the vet or maybe just need kind of some more specialized care for being on the aging side or maybe on the anxious side. And we are really excited to expand care into this area, offering kind of whole life services from puppy and wellness care all the way to end of life.
See, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
We are all over. So we have a website, we have an Instagram, a Facebook page, but auravetcare.com is our website, and you can find all of our information there, pricing and things like that. And then please always feel free to give us a call. Caitlin is our behind the scenes, and she loves talking to people and kind of getting together an idea of what you're looking for.
Caitlin is here today, and it seems very perky and easy to talk to.
Yes.
So, again, it's AuraVet.
AuraVetCare.com.
AuraVetCare.com. Mm-hmm. Vaughn, talk about what this means to the SPCA, and just this got to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, it means everything. As we touched on before, you know, as our vet transition happened, our VIC, our veterinarian in charge, took a job closer to her house, which is quite some time away. So we were left without a VIC, which means we couldn't do anything. We can't do spay neuters. We can't do even, you know, sick wellness. There's no even ordering preventatives. So Dr. Abley stepped in as our interim VIC, which we are so excited for. And so we're beginning to reopen slowly our Fred SPCA Lot Community Medical Center. We're slowly beginning offering some public services. We will expand those services in June as all our licensing gets in and everything. But it means everything. It means that our animals can now start getting the care that they need. We can start opening our intake slowly. We can start offering the public care. And yeah, we're really excited for that because we are starting to launch those public appointments through May. We're planning to expand in June, like I said, but the services include, you know, mm-hmm. physical exams, vaccines, blood works, preventatives, and you can learn more and request an appointment on our website, obviously. We're doing a spa day, which is really exciting. Brittany, our wonderful LVT and practice manager, is hosting a spa day on May 15th, and she is going to do $20 nail trims, anal gland expressions, no exam fee, and she is really, I need to shout her out because she has been instrumental to getting AuraVet, getting all of our partnerships that she continues to maintain with other vets in the area to help get our shelter animals care. So Compassion Veterinary Center, Clada, Confederate Ridge, they have been really helpful to us. So I want to shout Brittany out, AuraVet, and all of those veterinarians too. And yeah, without Dr. Abley as our VIC, we would be on an island doing nothing. So it means everything to us.
Boy, to take this on, I'm sure Dr. Abley is it's got to be exciting, but it'd be a challenge too at the same time.
A little bit. I actually have some experience with shelter medicine work. I was kind of temporarily the VIC for the Prince William County Animal Shelter in my past life. And so when this opportunity came around, it felt like a natural kind of progression to meet our mission of kind of serving the community, but also kind of fill that role for them as well. And it's an honor to kind of be a part of that. I always am, you know, my heart is always for doing the things that we need to do to try to get animals care and also find them homes. And so it kind of serves both purposes.
But, and I was just going to ask you about that that's got to be exciting
yes.
for you to be able to know that you're, you know, finding the animals homes.
Exactly. And helping, you know, especially because the SPCA will also kind of partner with other shelters and pull animals that maybe need a little bit more like one-on-one time and those kinds of things. It really opens up the opportunity for more pets to find their perfect placement. And I think that's a really great thing. So,
yeah, we're big fans. You'll have to come by the SPCA and see them in action.
Oh, so. I would like to see that. Yeah. I just know in the times when I've had dogs, I mean, it just breaks you up when you have things, and having a compassionate vet is so important.
Yeah, it's like I said, I can't imagine doing anything else with my life. This is what I've always wanted to do, but really kind of stepping into the mobile space, but also in this position as well, has really opened up a lot of opportunities to really make some very deep connections with our clients and our patients, and that has been the thing that has been most important to me. I wouldn't do what I do if I didn't have that.
Yeah, to be able to do that. And for the SPCA, Vaughn, you've had to pull back on some of these things.
Yes.
And now you've got Dr. Abley here, and, you know, it just opens things up again. As you were talking about things that will be coming in place between now and in June, I didn't realize how you did have to kind of scale back.
Yeah, it's been stressful. We're really transparent about the impact. So we are a private nonprofit shelter, and I always say that we have that privilege of managed intake. That's why we don't, you know, we're not saying, oh, we're no kill, because we don't want to, you know, damage or demean our municipal shelters that they are contractually obligated to take every single animal and serve the community, sick, dying, injured, whatever comes through their doors. If they have, you know, limited space and limited resources, that's where we can step in. That's where our privilege is. We can say, yes, we can take from you. We have this much space. We have this many fosters. We have this many volunteers to help, where they don't. So our goal has been managed intake through owner surrenders. So we take limited owner surrenders. We try and divert through resources through either our pet pantry, our people empowered through support program, giving lower cost veterinary care. And then we really help our municipal shelters by intaking their animals that would have otherwise had to be euthanized for space and resources. So we have had to say no to virtually everyone. So that has a huge impact for municipal shelters, for the community. Last year, we took in 589 kittens at our door. This year, we can't take, it's zero. We cannot take any if we do not have a way to get them spayed, neutered, vaccinated. Any illnesses, as we've talked about before, you know, kittens are the most vulnerable animals in sheltering. So without a VIC, without veterinary care, we have zero intake. Now we are opening, we're slowly opening that. We're obviously getting things in place with Dr. Abley and, you know, managing. She's got the mobile practice, so she has limited hours, you know, but we're also getting another veterinarian in to do, you know, public surgeries and then shelter side surgeries. Mm-hmm. But it is a process. And so we're still running on limited intake for kittens. So we do ask for people, do not kidnap kittens. We talk about this every year. They are safest with mother. They have the best chance at surviving. Yeah. So we're still doing limited intake. When that changes, believe me, we'll shout it from the roof, social media, everything. I will be on the side of the road just being like, bring me your kittens. No, I won't do that. Just kidding. Our animal care director is listening. But we do ask, you know, do not bring them to our door. Don't bring them to your municipal shelter. Rescues are full. What we can offer is we can offer some information, some resources on our website, fredspca.org/kitten. We can give you kitten kits with information on how to care for them, how to feed them, how to stimulate them to go to the bathroom. We're hosting a kitten training and a kitten kit building day with Thrivent this Friday. So you can sign up for that and learn about kitten care. Just don't bring them to the door, please.
FredSPCA.org get more information on that. So, Dr. Abley, the other question that comes to mind is, do you ever sleep?
Yes, actually. So the beauty of opening your own practice and being mobile is that we get to set our hours, and I am not a morning person, so getting here this morning was a challenge, but I did it.
Thank you for doing that. I would never have guessed.
Yes, I'm really proud of you. I would generally, our hours are from about 12 to 8, which is much better for my night owl self. And so those are our typical hours, primarily because, like I said, I'm not a morning person, but also to help those people that get home from work and still want a regular appointment time. And so that helps a lot. And then we also, currently my technician is in school getting her degree. We're so proud of her. And so because of that, there are some days where she's in classes. And so those are the days that I'm at the SPCA, but then I also have some time to myself as well. So it's a good balance. It's certainly better than in my brick and mortar days, particularly during the pandemic when everyone got a pet and we were grateful that they did. But the industry kind of exploded. And so it's nice to have at least a little bit of a break.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that about that, because we talk so much about the pandemic and how it affected us, but I don't ever remember that. I guess I've forgotten that.
Yes, we were, I think, fairly understaffed as an industry as a whole. And then everyone went out and adopted all the animals from the shelters because they were home, which is a great thing. Like, we want that to happen. But I don't think that we were quite prepared for the influx as an industry. Certainly, we survived and learned a lot, but it was definitely a bit of a crazy time. I was working like 68 hours a week.
Wow. So I guess one of the things, just pick your brain for just a second, because a lot of times when we have animals, they can't tell us when something's wrong, and you don't know whether to take them. And I guess it's probably better to err on the side of bringing them in and having you say it's really nothing than to wait and have something that's, you know, too far down the road.
Yeah, and that is where our veterinary team really comes in handy. So Caitlin is our go-to girl for all things, but one of the things that she really does help with is triaging calls. And so that's a lot of what we run into is when people are calling and they just have questions, and we want to answer those questions and then kind of delve a little bit deeper to find out, is this something that we need to see right this minute? Is it something that we need to get in this week? Or is this something that we can kind of wait and kind of follow up on at your regular wellness visit? But we definitely understand that it can be tricky to figure out what is important and what isn't. So please always call. We're always happy to chat.
Well, the fact that you're mobile is that's just something that's totally different. And you don't, as you've talked about it and just thinking about it here and talking to you, I mean, I can see that this is something I would think that a lot of it's great for this area to have something like this.
Yes, there's not very many of us. There's certainly a few services, kind of some more focused on end-of-life things, and then some people that kind of offer it in conjunction with some large animal care. But we are one of the only full service in this area, and we're happy to be able to serve. So
just because it's so hard sometimes be able to either, you know, get an appointment and then I can't, you know, if I can't take your, you know, what do you do?
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things that we work with is scheduling issues, but then also things like transportation issues. So people that don't have a reliable means of transportation, or they particularly have their own kind of health issues that might prevent them from going, or maybe they just have a really big dog. I saw a 270-pound dog this week, and so that's a bit of a challenge to get into a car.
Now that's my kind of dog.
Yeah.
A bit of a challenge.
See, no, that would have been good for our go big, go home.
Yeah.
Oh. Totally. Well, as a vet to treat, that's a big dog.
Yeah. Luckily, like I said, I'm a mixed animal practitioner, so I've done horses. So we just kind of treat them with respect, certainly. If they don't want to do something, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But we treat everything from little tiny guys all the way up to the big ones as well. So.
Yeah, and I will say, as a cat owner with anxious cats and anxious me, I love mobile veterinary care because I have to take a whole day. If my cat has a 2 p.m. appointment, I have to take a whole day off work. I'm stressing about it. I've got the feel away in the carrier sprayed 15 minutes before. My cats know because I get so anxious having to take them to the vet. So just having a vet come to me, now I'm cool. I can, you know, watch 90 Day Fiancé and just wait for the vet to come.
Oh, fun. I wish you hadn't said that. 90 Day Fiancé.
It's my favorite show. What can I say? But Dr. Abel, I am a 90 Day Fiancé.
It really is. I didn't even think of the fact that for the animals, this is so much. It's so much better to be able to go to them.
Yes.
And they don't, because boy, you know, going into an office.
Yes.
It always was just difficult. They would get anxious and.
Yeah, it's definitely stressful. The transportation itself is stressful, but then the office visit can certainly be stressful as well. And that is, again, one of the areas that we really work hard to kind of serve is those animals that have a really high anxiety level.
Yeah.
And so we will often do things like pre-meds for kind of taking the edge off before we get there. And then we also are able to take our time. At most, I'm seeing about 5 appointments a day, which really lets me like kind of slow down so that we're not forcing them and we're not rushing them through. So,
OrbetCare.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
And you come to them.
That's the
great thing. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Lindsay Abley here this morning along with the Fredericksburg SPCA, and we're going to take a quick break and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg SPCA in this morning. Auravet, the mobile veterinary service, is also in talking about their work with the Fredericksburg SPCA. Dr. Lindsay Abley here from Auravet. The area that you serve, Dr. Abley.
Yeah, so we're kind of based around Fredericksburg. I'm just outside of Route 3, which is our technical home base, although everything we do is mobile. So we serve about a 60-mile radius from Fredericksburg. We will travel farther than that, but certainly that is our main service area. And then please always get in contact with us because we can kind of run you through what travel fees look like and kind of the pricing for appointments and things. And we do also offer some discounts if you're able to kind of get like a little neighborhood block party going, you and a couple of your neighbors want to all have us come out, we will definitely run some discounts on the travel fees and things like that, just to try to make it easier for everyone.
Okay, great. And spelling, in most cases, even if you can't get the spelling right, if you Google it, you'll see it. But the spelling is?
Yeah, so it's A-U-R-A. Vet. So Auravet, and you'll see on our website, we have gotten our Aura photos taken, and we're excited as we're doing some events throughout the year this year to offer some Aura photography at some of those events, to make it more fun for everybody. So
okay. Cool. We have to get ours done. Yeah.
You guys
we should bring them into the radio, and you can get them done, your Aura photos.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had ours done, and so my Aura is more kind of blue and white. Caitlin's is red, and then my technician, Colleen, hers is like a bright green. And then we had a group photo done, and it made like a perfect rainbow, which is our symbol. And so that was really exciting to kind of see all of that kind of come into play fully in that photo. But it's such a fun, like just little fun thing.
Well, the logo is great because the T-shirts is great because you've got a dog and a cat and a horse.
Yes. And then we incorporated the rainbow for a couple of reasons. Number one, because we do offer end-of-life services, and so there's that idea of the rainbow bridge and your pet's waiting for you. But then it's also a little bit more the idea of spectrum of care, which is a huge thing that we're kind of talking about in vet med, which is instead of talking about the gold standard and we have to do everything to the gold standard, we want to offer a spectrum of care so that maybe if you are trying to access something that works for your budget currently, that we're able to meet you where you are and kind of make that feasible for you. So it's the spectrum, but it's also a little bit of that kind of rainbow bridge as well.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
Yeah.
That is really interesting because that is the cost does sometimes unfortunately come into play.
No, and we totally understand that. We are pet owners ourselves. I have a menagerie at my house, and so I completely understand when you have to make some, you know, tough decisions, and we just want to be able to support you.
Von, I know why you were excited to have Dr. Abley come in here and talk about this, just because of what they offer and what they're offering the community, but for what it means to the Fred SPCA.
Absolutely. And I always say, like, Dr. Abley probably hasn't heard this, but we always talk about how cool they are, and we're a bit obsessed. But we talk about how this partnership really is like a unicorn because Dr. Abley has her shelter experience because, you know, she is operating on this like compassionate care, the same mission we have with our People Empowered Through Support program, keeping pets and people together through, you know, affordable services or, you know, grant opportunities. So to have a vet that can come in and understand that, you know, not everybody is going to be able to do, you know, all of the diagnostics and run everything everything through is it's really something quite special. And we're all big fans, and we're all, you know, nerding over them every time they're in the shelter. And so we're very excited to just have them on board. Check out our social media, because we're also going to be, you know, featuring Dr. Abley and her tips and everything and all the work she's doing. So we are very, very excited.
FredSPCA.org, also AuraVetCare.com.
Yes.
Dr. Abel, it's great to meet you. I look forward to doing more with you, and you brought up some things that we'll have to talk about in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening. As FredSPCA.org or AuraVetCare.com.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.